friends. Should be a special close friend. Remember that Shayichu, Le Nishmas. Marz has the best friend. Was kind of going south. The kind of was amazing. Zev, Le Nishmas. Reb Nasha Ben Yisrael Yitzchak. The Schus Moshe Ben Peshedina. Where I saw Moshe Mordechai. The Vichukala Ben Rachel. We learn in the Sugya of Nemanis Eirecha Ben Mises Bailas and Nemanis Ben Atar Med Rabbanan. Based in the Torah of Rabbi Yaakov, Agon Rabbi Yaakov David Ilan Shlita. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos and Peiches Amar Aleph tells us that an Eirecha is Neman to be Matir and Eishes Ish. One Eid is believed to be Matir and Eishes Ish, that her husband died. And the Gemara says that the reason is, this Yevamos 88a, that Mitoch Chomer Shechmarta Leba Sofa, Hikalta Leba Tchila. Mishumagilo Akilu Barabanan. That we have a Chomer at the end, meaning if it's found out that the husband is really alive, she can't be neither with her husband nor with this man, with her new husband. And other Chomeres in the Mishnah over there. So those are Chomeres. So therefore, make it at the beginning to be Somech Alei Echad. The Gemara says, so don't be Machmir Basof, and don't be Mekel Batchila, be Mamid Har Aladin. And the Gemara says, no, because we Iguna, because we don't want the woman to be an Aguna. The rabbis were Mekel. Tosis there writes that Nera Lurid, less than the member, we shouldn't say that Anan Sade, that we can testify to the fact that a woman is Daiko Mintzah, but she's careful when she gets married, and therefore Eid Echad is Neman Min HaTorah, but rather it's a Takanas Chachamim, that one Eid is Neman, and this is not Akira Stavra Min HaTorah. And Tosis Shanim there writes, you know why it's not Akira Stavra Min HaTorah? Because the rabbis saw that Isha Daiko Mintzah. And therefore, it's like two Edim. The Vade Lo Meshaker, she's not going to lie, so she's make darn well sure that her husband is really dead. So, according to Tosis, this Eid Echad is a Takanas Chachamim, Mishum Isha Daiko Min Siva, but it's not an Akiras Dabra Min HaTorah because of Isha Daiko Min Siva. And therefore, the rabbis decided that this has the status of two Edim. It's an interesting Rambam in the end of Hilchos Geirushin, who contradicts himself with regard to this question of whether an Amanus of Eid Echad is Min HaTorah Midrabbanan. Zok the Rambam, Al Yikshe Be'einecha She'etiru Chachamim Ha'erva Ha'chamura Be'edus Isha O Eved O Shivcha, etc. Shalok Pida Torah Le'edus Shnei Edim V'shamish Te'edus El B'dovr She'en HaTayoch HaLamad Al Burya. Don't think, don't have difficult in your eyes that the rabbis were matir a serious erva be'edus isha or be'edus eved or shivcha, that the Torah wasn't made on other shneidim and other mishpate edus, because the Torah, in other words, don't have a problem with that. It shouldn't be difficult in your eyes the Torah was so mekel, because we only need two edim b'dav v'shen yochalam ar burya. Something that you can only know clearly, LMP Aidim of Aidusan Conchaidush Zaragaza. Something that's MP Aidim. Something that's from the mouth of Aidim. Something that's Tullery in the Aidim. That they said Zaharagaze. Abadavisha Shalamad al Briya Shalompia Aid. Something that you can figure out without the aid. In other words, you only need two Aidim when you need the Aidim. But when you can figure it out without the aid, and the aid can't escape from it. So something that if you can figure it out, like they someone's made that Ploni died, the Torah wasn't makbid. It's a davar rachok that the person's going to lie. And therefore the rabbis were makel, and they believed Eid Echad. So this Rambam is shver, because he starts off and he says, Al Yikshe Be'enecha She'tiru Chachomim. The Rambam starts off with Chachomim. He begins with Chachomim. And then the Rambam goes weiter and he says, Lokpida Torah. And then he starts talking about Eid Echad being mutter, being believed min HaTorah. And then he concludes, Lefika Chakelu Chachomim. So the Rambam sort of seesaws, which one is it? Is it Chachamim or is it Min HaTorah? Starts off Chachamim, then he goes to Min HaTorah, and then he says back Chachamim. And there's a Machlokas HaPoskim, what's she to say Rambam? Is Eid Echad Neman Min HaTorah B'Mises Baila? So this is discussed by the Magad Mishnah, the Ramach, and the Rambam, the Noda Bidin and Tshuva. The Lecha Mishnah learns that the Rambam holds that it's Tachanas Chacham, Pnei Yeshuung Subis. Chof Beis brings a Mokar to the Rambam that's Menator from the Sifri in Parashat Shoftim. That Lahedji, it says in the Sifri, on the Pasuk Lo Yakum, Eid Echad, Avol Kam Leidus Isha, that Eid Echad can become, normally not, but for Eidus Isha, Eid Echad is believed, so he has a Mokar in the Sifri, so it's Taka Menatorah. Chazanish Yevamis learns B'das HaTosis that Emunas Shel Eid is Min HaTorah. The Rambam in Echos Eidus in Perakei Alach HaBeis is Mashma and Meis Bailech is only Neman with Rabbana, because he writes only B'Eid Echad B'Shvua Neman Min HaTorah, and the Rambam doesn't mention Eid Echad B'Meis Bailech. So you see that L'Chor Shitsa Rambam is that Meis Bailech is only Din D'Rabbana, so we have a different views and perspectives on whether the Rambam holds that Meis Bailech Eid Echad B'Meis Bailech is D'Rabbana or D'Araisa. However, the Rambam in the fourth parak of Chasiyibum, Malach Alamed Aleph, is mashma that Eichad is Naman Menat Torah. Why is it Eichad Naman Menat Torah? Because Amilz Davida Legluye. So therefore, Eichad is Naman Menat Torah. The Rivash and the Tshuva asks from the Sugin Yevam, to begin parak Yisha Rabba, that it's Muchta Namanas Eichad is Midrabana, and it's only Mutter Rishus Beis Din. You need the Rishus of the Beis Din. And therefore, the Ba Baila Kansua. The husband comes back, they made a knas, they gave this woman a knas that she has to separate from both men. Frak the Rivash, if he's Naman Menatar, why do they give her a knas? What's this whole Indian of the naturally Tosis Kasha Tosis in the Sugya? What is the whole Indian of the knas? If Erechad is Naman Menatar, Maishna Mishne Eidim. So it must be that it's the Rabbanan. Nemanah Seir Echad is the Rabbanan, and it's only Mutter B'Shus Beis Din. So it would appear B'Das HaRambam that, in fact, the Eid Echad is Naman Min HaTorah. Nevertheless, we need Takanas Chazal. Again, Eid Echad is Naman Min HaTorah, but you need Takanas Chazal, because the Rambam mentioned the reason of Avida Ligluye. The Rambam says the reason we believe one Eid is because this is something that's going to be revealed, it's something that's going to be exposed, the Mark of the Rambams and the Gwaran Yevamis, 93b, Ayin Shem B'Tosfis, and the Din of Avida Ligluye is Min HaTorah. Like it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Gabi Kiddush HaChodesh, that by Kiddush HaChodesh, we believe 1a to say that the Chodesh was Miskadesh, and the Torah even there writes that this is Min HaTorah. This is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch, the end of Mitzvah Dalet. Now this din of Milsa Devavida Ligluye, this din of Milsa Devavida Ligluye Loma Shakri Inchi, something that's going to be revealed, a person doesn't lie, is Begitre Chazoka. It's the stat, there's a Chazoka that the person's not going to lie. The Raman, Choshe Mishpat Simon Lamed, he writes that by Mammon, Vidi Ligluye doesn't help. The Mammon Loy Mahani, Vidi Ligluye, Ayin Shem Biktos, Simon Lamed. Because if it's Begitre Chazoka, so then it would be Motzi Mammon. And based on this chazaka, we're not motzi mamon, but it's begidrei chazaka. Now the shaila is: this ne'amanos, is it b'toras umdina, or is it midin edus? Is it because we assess the situation and assume that it's correct, or does it have the status of din edus? This tshuvas hatashbitz chelik aleph siman pei gimel learns. That this ne'amanus is not midin edus, but rather it's ke'umdina. Ayin Shem Baruka, that this ne'amanus is not midin edus, but rather it's ke'umdina. In the Sefer Mein Avtoch in Yevamis, he writes B'divrei Rama, that by mammon, doesn't matter if it's a milsa d'avida l'gluye, or something that's going to be ultimately revealed, because the reason of avida l'gluye is migeder rov. That's why we believe the person. Because in most cases, they're telling the truth if it's avida l'gluye. So it's migeder rov. That's why we believe the person. And rov doesn't help by mamon. And therefore the Rama writes that lo avida l'gluye doesn't help by mamon. So, either it's Megidre Chazak or Megidre Rov. Ke'ein ze kosav b'tshuvas Toras Chesed. That it's Medin Rov, v'lo mahani Rov b'mamon. Rov doesn't help by mamon. This is discussed by Harav Mordechai Ilan in the Piskei Din Shel Batei Din HaRabbanim. They put out these volumes of the Psak Dins of the Dayanim. This is in the ninth volume at the end. He discusses this at length. In the Shemaitze, he asked that if it's true that, like the Rama says, that Eid Echad isn't believed, when it comes to Mammon, so how does the Eid Echad believe by Meis Bailech? This is Darbe Sheba Erva. Just like we don't believe in Mamanis, Avida L'Gluye, we should also not be, but we believe in Davar She'Be'erva, Chamura. Davar She'Be'erva, it's hard to take it to be Naaman. So, just like we don't accept Eid Echad and Meis Bailech in Maman, we also shouldn't accept Eid Echad when it comes to Meis Bailech, that your husband died. Since it doesn't work by Mamanis, it also shouldn't work by Davar She'Be'erva. So we have to say that Dafka B'Mamon it doesn't help, just like Rov doesn't help by Mamon. Hashem came by Davar She'Be'erva, there we can be Somech on the Rov, we can also be Somech on Milsa Davida L'Gluye. The Or Sameach in the 10th parak of Luchos Gerushin writes that B'Bal Davar V'Nogeb, someone's a Bal Davar, V'Nogeb a Davar. So we don't say Dina Davida L'Gluye and Dafka B'Meis Bailech. We say this rule because of Avida L'Gluye. We say the rule because of Iguna de Midrabanan. There's a special kula, like the Gemara says, by Iguna de Rabanan, by Igun, that the rabbis were Mekel when it's a Milsa Davida L'Gluye. But if we're dealing with a Baal Dover or an Ogea, we don't say Milsa Davida L'Gluye. So in the meantime, we've seen a lot of information over here, but we'd like to say Pshat in the Rambam. So Das HaRambam would appear as follows. What did we say before? That according to the Rambam, Eid Echad is Naman Min HaTorah. Nevertheless, we need the Takana of Chazal. Because the Rambam in the 24th parak of Chesanesh and Aluch Aleph writes, Yesh L'Dayin Lodim Dinei Momonos Al Piyadram Shadat and Otolem Shem Emes V'Adabra Chazak B'Libo Shukain Ahavu B'Shen Shem Rai Berura. So the Adayin has to be done Dinei Mamanis based on what his Das is Nota, what appears to him. It's Emes, and it's strong in his heart. And even though there's no Raya Brura, nevertheless, he should still judge based on what he thinks is the truth. There's repeated in the Rami Soda Terah Perek Zayin Lachad Zayin. And the Achronim explain that that's the Din of the Arkos. She'akum ne'amanim de lo merin avshayu, that we can trust a non-Jewish court, because, like we see in the Gemara Maseches Gittin, that the reason is because they're not merin avshayu, they're not going to mess themselves over and say something false. In other words, this is not mitaras edus, but it's umdina. It's midin umdina. We have in Gittin on Yudamid Beis. We have in Gittin on Yudamid Beis that kol hashtaras olam bar kol shalav de kochavim. even though chosmeim obdei kochavim ksherim, and the Gemara explains that arkos lamerin avshayu, the arkos are not going to mess themselves over and say something false. So it's actually a machlokas. What I mean is lamerin avshayu is a betaras edus and not betaras edus, but in pashtus it's not betaras edus, it's betaras umtina. Ayin be'evin ezel. Shama la Rambam. So, according to this, it would appear b'das haRambam that eid echad is neman midina vida ligluye the same meis baileich. It's min haTorah, because the din avida migluye, as we avida ligluye, as we saw before, is min haTorah. Like in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Gabi Kiddush HaChodesh, that we believe in one eid to say they were Makadish the Chodesh. Medin Avida Legluy, the Torah even says Min HaTorah, discussed by the Minchas Chinuch. So B'das HaRambam, we can say that Eid Echad is Namad B'meis Baileich Min HaTorah Medin Avida Legluy, because we're going to find out in the end, is he alive or not? But it's only Begeder Rov, as we said before. It's Begeder Rov, and it's not going to be effective when it comes to money, because we don't follow Ein Hochel Mamon Achar Rov. Not only that, like the Shev Shemaitza asked, Shev Shemaitza said that if it's not Mahani Barov, then it also shouldn't be Mahani B'davar Shebe'erva. So really, it's not effective when it comes to Davar Shebe'maman, and it's not effective when it comes to Davar Shebe'erva, even though Minat Torah works, but not when it comes to Maman and Davar Shebe'erva. But here, how does it work? Takanas Chachamim, that it's a psak based in Medin Oymed Adayonim Lahamino, Kevin Davido Legluye, Vidaiko Minseva. So here there's a psak based in Medin Omer Adayonim to believe this one aid. The Dayanim, if they could tell that the person's telling the truth, they can follow him. Kevin Davido Legluye, Vidaiko Minseva, Mikoch Omden based in Naman Menatora. So because of this Omden of the based in, the person's Naman Menatora. So Medin Eidus, the person's not believed in HaTorah, because it's only Begeder Rov, Avidulgu is only Begeder Rov, and therefore, right, most of the time the person's telling the truth if it's Avidulguye, and therefore it's not effective by Momen Adav Shebe'erva. But here it's effective because of Avatakanas Chachamim, that there's a psak based in Midin Omer Abadayanim, that the Dayanim assume that if they say the person's telling the truth, we can believe the person. Because it's something that's a vida legluye, and it's going to be revealed, and the woman's very careful before she gets married. So mikoch omdan based in the person's naman min haTorah, and that's what it means that eid echad is considered namanos mitzara based in. Rak al yidei omer ha based in we have Torah's namanos, and this answers the kasha of the Rivash. What did the Rivash say? The Rivash said that the sugin yavamis, it's muchach that Ne'amanus Eid Echad is midrabanan, and it's only mutter b'shus based in. And therefore, if the husband comes, they gave her a knas. He asks, if the person's Ne'aman min haTorah, why do they give a knas? Why is it different than two Eidim? The answer is, like we said, that b'yisodo it's min haTorah. Eid Echad is Nama b'milsa Davida Leguye min haTorah, but in order to get to that, you have to have a psak based in midin Omer Adayanim, and because of the Omer of the based in, it's min haTorah. The based in, assuming that the person is telling the truth, is min haTorah. Strictly speaking, without the based in, it wouldn't be min haTorah. But because of the Omed based, and because of the assessment of the based, and the assumption of the based, and that the person is telling the truth, because of Milsa Davida Legluye, and it's the Isha Daiko Mitzvah, she's careful when she gets married, so it's Min HaTorah. So yes, the Gemara is correct that it's Brishas Beis Din, and therefore they gave a Knas. But because it's Brishas Beis Din, that makes it Min HaTorah. That Omdin Beis Din makes it a Din Torah. And with this we can also answer the Ha'ara of the Keren Ora and Yevamos Sadi Beis. And with the Gemara's Machshiv, Eid Echad Shemais Baila Din Shel Ha'ara's Beis Din. Ask the Keren Ora that according to those who hold that an Eid Echad is Naman Min HaTorah Midin Eid, what does the Gemara mean when it says it's a Ha'ara? He's Naman Midin Eid Echad. And Rashi there in fact emphasizes that he's not Naman Min HaTorah. Parenthetically, we need a stira. We need to be Yashiv a stira in Rashi. That Pechesam at Beis Rashi is Meforshitz Min HaTorah. Rashi Shabbos Kufim Meham at Beis is Meforshitz Min Darabanam Midin Afgeno. Agopanam at Sadi Beis, the Gemara says it's a Hara. If you hold, not like Rashi there, that it's Min HaTorah, that Eid Echad is Naman Min HaTorah Medin Eid, how do you call it a Haraz Beis Din? Based on what we said, it's very good. Because only because of the Omed Beis Din and the Psak Beis Din, because of the assessment of the Beis Din and the ruling of the Beis Din, this person has a Din Eid. And therefore, the Gemara's Machshiv, Namanus of Eid Echad, Haraz Beis Din. And there's something similar to this in the Tshuvas HaRim, and Evan Ezra Simit HaZayin. Akopanim, that's the possible Pshat in the Rambam. But the Rambam writes, Nemanus Eid Echad, Le'edus Isha, he writes that it's both Midrabban and Minatar. He starts off that it's a Tiru Chachamim, and then he says Shalok Pida Torah, and he goes back to Chachamim. So maybe the answer is that the Chachamim make it a Din Torah. That the Chachamim, because of the Omdan Beis Din, make it Minatar because of Mils David Ligluye. Mils David Ligluye, strictly speaking, is Minatar. But not when it comes to Dabar Sheba Erev or Rov. And here, if there's an Omed Beis Din, even though it's a Dabar Sheba Erva, but when there's an Omed Beis Din, because it's Avida Legluya and Daiko Minseva, that makes it a Min HaTorah. And we see an idea by Din of Arkos, the idea by the Arkos Da'akum, that the Goyish courts are believed, because, like we see in Kitin Yud Omed Beis, because Lo Mari Nafshayu. It's not mitaras eidus, midin umdin as based in. We assume that the arkos of the goyim are telling the truth. There's a shaila today. Let's say you have from a foreign court word that a certain person is Jewish. Can you believe them or not believe them? They have. They come from Russia, and it says there on their documents they're Jewish. Can you believe or not believe? Anyway, you could believe because they'll marry Nafshayu. So Eid Echad Naman B'meis Baileich is believed Min HaTorah Medina Avida Legluye, but not Berov of Dabar Sheba, but not B'mamon of Dabar Sheba Erva. And here, because of the Psak Beis Din, we believe in it. We believe the Eid Min HaTorah. That's why the Rambam says it's both. It's Taka Midrabim Chachamim or Matir, because you need a Psak Beis Din. Chachamim said that if you have a Psak Beis Din, then it becomes Min HaTorah. So it's really both. And that's why the Gemara considers it a Haraz Beis Din. So that's the Takanas Chachamim, that it's this Psak Beis Din is accepted, and therefore the person is Naman Min HaTorah. The Eid Echad is Naman Min HaTorah. Because of the Omed Beis Din, this Eid has Torah's Namanas. And this Torah's Nemanos is now Min HaTorah, Mikoach the Beis Din. And again, this is rooted in the fact that Milsa David Leglia is strictly speaking Min HaTorah. And in the Rambam, it says that a dayan is done b'dinei mamonos al pi hadvarim shedato nota lahem. And the Rambam even compares this to Kabbalah's Divrei HaNavi. He compares Eidus to Kabbalah's Divrei HaNavi. So you see that following their heart, following your Omdan is Min HaTorah. So here, when the Beis Din follows their Omdan, their assessment, that's going to have a din Min HaTorah. And that was what the Takanas Chachamim was. So we have a lot more to say, but in the meantime, we definitely have a lot of food for thought. And Amir Tzashem, and hopefully in the next year, we will continue and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. And we should always remember that Sof Dabra Kol Nishmal, Es Halukim Yerav, Etz Mitzvot Sof Shmor, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam, Shalom, shalom.